Mining in Space Part 3. No longer being able to look up at it and see what we see tonight, would the Earth have the same value if our moon were to be mined, leaving huge craters and left behind debris by companies who are quick to abandon gear once they have finished taking all that they can out of a land and not have to answer to councils and rules that the land should be returned to its former state? After all, how many people are going to frequent the moon anyway? Therefore, what they can't see won't hurt them. I wonder, though. I look at land even that my own family are responsible for leasing to a company that continues to dig and scrape and leave eternal damage because of the lime that is needed by the public who serve as the company's customers. They say that my space mining could be only 10 years away. I'll probably still be alive to see ships coming and going on their 3 and 4 day trips to carry out the slow destruction of the moon. It is reported that the moon, in quotes, rotates on its axis in and about the same amount of time it takes to revolve around the Earth, end of quotes. Once the moon is into the full swing of mining activities, will it continue to look after us here on Earth as it does now? Again, I wonder. Progress cannot be stopped, of course, and already the powers that be in the Middle Eastern oil states are already far in advance with their technology and research to start to embark upon such an adventure. They are ready to take advantage of all fossil fuels that could be available on the moon, as well as other entities in space that we as basic human beings probably have never thought about until now. And that's the end of part 3.